on the Big Sports Breakfast. This rugby union update is for the Hyundai i30, Australia's best small car. From just $19,990 drive away, plus a free auto upgrade this end of financial year. Seize the deal at your Hyundai dealer today.
Slats, don't worry about the Wallabies. Had enough of them. Let's concentrate.
Super rugby.
Let's concentrate on the Waratahs in there. Run at the Super Rugby title. We'll get their prop on the line now. G'day, Paddy Ryan.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Very good. Very good. Big game this weekend. The Sunwolves in Tokyo.
Yeah, massive game. Massive game. Massive game in the context of our season, and then massive game in the fact that it's the first time the Waratahs have played against the Sunwolves, the Japanese club. So, big weekend, and the boys are pretty excited.
Yeah, the fact is, I mean, you should beat them. You're travelling, but you've got to travel twice out of the last three games, Paddy, and you've got to win all three, basically, don't you?
Yeah, that's pretty much how you got to look at it. But I mean, it's an old cliche, but you've really got to just take it one week at a time. Because if we start thinking about the Hurricanes next week or the Blues the week after, the Sunwolves will pip us, because that's what can happen in this comp at the moment. Anyone can sort of knock anyone off, and you know, I've got a few boys who have had a big 3 or 4 weeks, so we've got to make sure that our guys who have had a few weeks off really step up to the plate and rip in, because there's a few tired boys who have come back to training yesterday and today.
Yeah, they'd be tired, but you know, a lot of boys would be fresh and raring to go.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be interesting to see what team Daryl picks. There's probably a few boys in that Wallabies contingent due for a rest, so I'll be interested to see who he calls up, because we've got a great squad with a lot of depth and a lot of blokes who are really ready to go in terms of starting a Super Rugby game. And a few young guys that probably aren't that well known to the public, but will be soon. So I'll be interested to see who Daryl backs there, and excited for those people to get their opportunity at starting a game.
What have those Wallabies players said since they come back? Like, it was a brutal 3-test series.
I didn't really want to grill him about it. I know he's probably a bit sick of talking about it. But I did get the impression there it's good to be back in a new environment. They say a change is as good as a holiday, and that's probably what the boys need after those 3 weeks. You know, they're pretty physical test matches. So I think they're excited to be back in a new environment, and back in our environment. It's a bit of a change, and probably good for them to be sleeping in their own beds and back into their own routine. It's been a long time on tour. So, I think that's been the biggest thing for them. Other than that, I haven't really spoken too much about it.
Paddy, have you been to Tokyo before?
I have, yeah. Briefly a few years ago.
What's the environment like over there for you guys?
Well, it's going to be hot, which is a great start.
Yeah.
It's bloody freezing in Sydney at the moment. So I think it's like 26, 27 and quite humid. So that'll be different in terms of how we play the game as well. It'll obviously be quite slippery and sweaty. We've got the tour guide in Bernard Foley.
Who's
spent 6 months over there after the World Cup. So he'll be showing us around and taking us to all the best sushi places, I'd imagine. And then other than that, I wasn't there for a long time when I was last there. And I was a bit younger, so I was a bit more concerned about the nightlife than I was about what there is to see during the day. it'll be really good. I'm just excited. It's very different to anywhere else we go. You know, it's going to be very different to South Africa or Argentina or New Zealand or anywhere in Europe. So that'll be the most exciting thing. It's one of the best things about rugby, you know, getting to go places like this. So I'm really excited for the week leading up to the rugby, and then really excited to play a game over there, because they pack out their stadium. Even though they haven't won a lot of games, they're packing out their stadium week in, week out, and the Japanese people are really embracing rugby. So it's going to be
great,
a great week.
I think it's exciting having them in the competition.
I think it's great having them in the competition. I mean, they've come on in leaps and bounds in terms of the way they play their rugby. We saw them beat South Africa in the World Cup last year. We've seen them be inconsistent probably in Super Rugby this year, but you'd expect that out of most new teams. So they should have beaten the Stormers, who are one of the front runners in the competition. They ended up tying with them. They've caused a few upsets. They beat the Jaguars, which is almost a full Argentinian side.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a surprise. So if we're we spend too much time worrying about Tokyo or ripping into the sushi over there, we'll get done. So that's going to have to be the main thing, is that we focus on while we're there and then enjoy Tokyo as a bit of a side note.
Just don't rip into the Asahis. Now, the player that excites me the
Japanese,
most.
I think.
Oh. It is Japanese, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is Japanese. Yes,
Asahi.
It is.
I'm more of a Sapporo man. Anyway.
Yes, it yeah. is. Yeah, I'll drink. You know what? I'll drink any of it. Tell us about Tangali Niavoro. Now he is a tank. Try and tackle him.
I'm very glad he's on our team. I wouldn't want to try and tackle him. Yeah, look, he's 130 plus kilos. He's quick. He loves to run the ball and he can tackle. So he's a big in. Big in this week, and you know, I'd be surprised if he didn't get a game over there. He played pretty well when he came on in that test last week.
He just rolled them right over the top of them.
Oh yeah, he's incredible. And when he played for us 2 years ago, he was barnstorming. So yeah, pretty excited to have him back. He's a great guy for the team as well. You know, he's a big family man, and he loves being in Sydney. So. Yeah, really happy to have T back for a number of reasons, not least to mention his ability to run over blokes and absolutely whack them when he tackles them.
Good on you, Paddy. I think the Test series has got everyone strongly focused on rugby again, so go well in these final three games. We'll be watching.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Well done. Paddy Ryan there. So there's
stay away from the Asahi.
Three. Well, it's hard to. I love it. It's a crisp. It's a crisp,
clean, very clean.
Clean beer. Nice if it's on ice. So they've got Tokyo. They're playing the Sunwolves. Then they play in Sydney against the Hurricanes. Then they've got the Blues over there in Auckland. So tough three games, but they have to win all three because you just feel that the Brumbies are going to win their final three as well.